This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
9:05 the time here on a Thursday.
Oh, Matt's, let's all get stretched
out here. We're getting stretched out here.
Matt Johnson leading the stretching.
Oh, I just got a crack there.
You know you're not supposed to do that, right? You crack your neck, man?
Oh, you gotta crack your neck.
I don't like to crack anything.
I
don't. You don't like to crack anything?
It has to be bad.
Right. There are a lot of studies that come out and say that if you crack your neck, it shortens your life by quite a bit.
No, and there's a lot that say you need to crack it to get the blood flowing in there that's backed up.
Go to somebody who knows how to do it, man.
Well,
do
you go to chiropractors? Naturally.
No, I've never been to a chiropractor.
Really?
Oh, yes, I've gone a lot. But no, they teach you. That's one of the things is neck stretching exercises where you try to look down as far as you can, then look as far as you can up, and then tilt your head as far to one side as the other. Try to turn your head around like the girl in The Exorcist. You're supposed to do all those things, and then it helps you out.
I'm with Matt. It's got to be bad for you, man. It's in the right spot. I don't want to
take your fitness tips from me. This is my...
Chubby Jesus.
Chubby Jesus knows the way.
Matt Johnson, former guard for the UNC Bears, joining us. This segment presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance.
Going, I got up for this, man.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the first question you expected here this morning, wasn't it, Matt?
That's a good way to start the show.
I like it. I like it, man. What have you been up to? How are you adjusting to post basketball season?
I mean, I just took a week off to let my body recover, and now I'm kind of getting back into it. I actually signed with an agency just yesterday.
So. Congratulations, man.
Yeah. So,
what does that mean? And how did you go about that? I've always wondered about that whole process, Matt.
Basically kind of what it means is, what an agent does for you is it kind of, they get your name out there to, professional teams, whether that's overseas and for a lot of, for some guys in college who play really well, the NBA and like in the G League and stuff like that. So, they kind of get your name out there and kind of basically just shop you around and kind of sell you and your accomplishments in college and, get you on a professional team. So help you get, they have those connections. So they help you get there. So.
Do you feel that's comfortable with the person you ended up with? Did you did you talk to a few people, or was this right away you knew this was a good fit?
I talked to a few people, but they were the ones that kind of they were very persistent and they were very adamant about me working with them, and I appreciated that. It kind of gave me the vibes that Coach Smiley gave me when he recruited me, just kind of believing in me, and I really appreciated that. So I felt really good about that, and also talking to my parents, they agreed that it gave them the same vibes and that it worked out for me with Coach Smiley in Northern Colorado. So I think that was the way to go. Hopefully it works out with them too as well.
No, you can feel when you've got the right situation and the right energy with somebody that, you know, that you feel comfortable is going. This is everything for you. I mean, they're going out and selling you, man. So, yeah. I mean, you've got to have that comfortable, you know, vibe with that person and feel that they're going to advance your career.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Was this how'd you come across this particular one? Was it somebody that Coach Smiley? Because last time we talked, you said Coach Smiley was kind of helping you out with this stuff. You had some former teammates and stuff like that. How'd you come across this group?
One of the representatives for the agency lives in Colorado. He's from Colorado, and he's a really good friend of Coach Reed's and Coach Smiley. So that was kind of a close connection there. But, they reached out to me and the guy, the representative, he was really persistent with me all season. He came to watch a couple games, and he was just kind of – and another thing I appreciated about them is they were really honest about where I would start out. And they weren't kind of really selling me dreams, and they were just keeping it real for me. So I really appreciated that. And like I said, that's kind of the same thing that Coach Linder, our former coach, and Coach Smiley, they kind of said the same thing to me. They're being really honest with me, being a 140 walk-on that I might not play for a while or I might – have to earn my spot, and I really appreciated that about them. So
what's the next step? Do you just kind of, is it you just got to keep yourself in shape, keep working on your game while this goes on, or how involved are you with the process of getting you signed on with a team?
I'm right now. It's just about keeping my body right and just keeping in basketball shape and not only just keeping in basketball shape. It's improving. I'm really taking this process really seriously. I want to. My dad always tells me if I'm gonna do something, I got to go all in and give it my best effort. So I'm gonna try to improve in any way that I can, and hopefully I'll be ready for, because it's gonna be a different type of basketball. It's gonna be way more physical, way faster, I'm assuming. So I mean, you're playing with grown men, guys that are making a living for their family. So you're gonna have to go out there and compete every day, and I'm excited about it, and I'm gonna be prepared for it.
Man, I would love to, I would be so excited to see you get that opportunity. And you feel you're there, don't you? I mean, that you belong in that type of a setting, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, mentally I feel like I belong, but physically not yet. That's why I'm still working on my body and just working on my skills. I just need to get improved in that area. I just don't think my game is quite ready yet. I mean, but that's just me kind of
are
just
you being your worst critic?
Criticizing myself. Maybe a lot of people would disagree with me, but I'm just really excited, and I'm really looking forward to working on my game and getting better, because the off season is really fun, where you can just do whatever you want and just work on any aspect of your game. That's the most fun part of the off season. So,
you know, I don't know if I've asked you this, and I may have in the times that you've been in, Matt, but you know, all of us as kids, we're outside and we're playing, we're dribbling the ball, and it's okay. NBA finals, you know, it's game seven. Were you the one who was at the line, or were you imagining you were somebody else? Because there were times where I'd be out there baseball, so I'm Nolan Ryan, you know, and then there's times that out there, no, I'm Brian Gary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Who were you? Were you you, or were you somebody?
A little bit of both.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times it was me. A lot of the times it was probably Kobe Bryant.
Or, yeah. I wondered if that was it.
Yeah, he was my favorite player growing up.
Did you have his jersey and stuff?
I kind of had eras of my favorite players as a kid. Like, actually, my very first favorite player was a guy named Ben Wallace from the Detroit
Pistons. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know why I chose him, but that was when I was really, really little, and I wore the afro and the cornrows just like him.
Did you?
And then, obviously, being from the Aurora and Denver area, then I started liking Carmelo Anthony when he was at
when
he was in Denver. And then I just kind of gravitated towards Kobe. So, I mean, my first really real jerseys were Carmelo Anthony's. I had like four of those. So.
Yeah.
That powder blue 15?
Yeah.
So I need you to be honest with me now with this same scenario. Because we all did it, and I was horrible at basketball. Horrible, horrible. I was the short white kid that came in and fouled everybody once I got in the game. But
3 minutes, four fouls.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah, that's my stat line, baby. And they were hard fouls when I did it. But we count down, right? You take that final shot. It doesn't go in. Do you say, for some reason, there's more time on the clock? Yeah. Tell me you did. Yeah. Tell me I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody does that.
Right?
One more second left.
One more second.
More seconds. However many shots you, until you make it.
Until it goes in. They'd add a lot more time for me than they probably did with you, Matt. But, you know, we're talking about the NBA and stuff like that. So Nuggets still your team all the way through and through?
I actually don't really have a team. I'm more of a
player.
I'm more of a player. I like players in the NBA.
So what do you what are your thoughts on Nikola Jokic, man?
I mean, I love Jokic. I mean, it's just kind of crazy to me. Just like, I just like admire just seeing like someone like, you don't picture someone like him being the best player in the
league. The chubby white dude,
the
right?
The most valuable player in the league. You'd picture somebody like LeBron, you know, somebody like that. So, I mean, that just goes to show you how skilled he is.
Is, because I watch his game and I think nobody would coach that. You know, you look at his style, like some of the greatest guitar players are ones that, you know, they did it their own. It's not the way the textbook would show it. Joker it's just fluid. The way he moves and ends up places, it's the most awkward piece of beauty you could see on a court.
Yeah,
don't you think?
It is really awkward.
It is.
Because, I mean, it works. So.
Right, because, I mean, you want to shoot like Steph, right? You want to get to the rack like LeBron, right? There's these attributes that you look at with you. You want to hit that, you know, that fall away like Kobe. You want to do all those things. What do you, you don't want to move like Jokic. Like, that's not something that you teach. Is, should he?
There's not a song called Move Like Jokic.
No, there's
one
not.
Like Jagger.
That's right. That's right. Is there? Should he be the MVP again this year?
I mean, the Nuggets are the first in the West, so, I mean, you can't really deny that. But, I mean, Joel Embiid's also playing really well.
Yeah.
Giannis is already always up there. So, I mean, I don't know if I mean, I think it should be between Jokic and Embiid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one of those two.
I agree with that. And the one thing, and you mentioned it that I didn't even think of with Joker, you know, he won back-to-back MVPs mm-hmm. with a team that didn't
right.
do what this team is doing. And the natural progression there, the mm-hmm. argument would be, why should it be MVP? Because the team, you know, an MVP leads their team somewhere. Mm-hmm. And now this is the year where they are on top of the West. So if you were to ever to really give the nod, that would do it. But we don't know where Philly's going to end up. And Joel's been incredible. I don't know that he takes an off night. I mean, you're going to get that 30 out of him mm-hmm. every night. And I just... But I grew up loving the Sixers.
Yeah.
So I was a Dr. J and Daryl mm-hmm. Dawkins and these kind of guys in the, you know, in the old days.
Yeah.
I loved that. They were one of my first teams that I was a freak for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, and after Steph kind of came into the league, man, it was really guard oriented. And to say right now that there's two centers that are probably the most valuable, I think that's good for basketball. I think it draws that where you don't just have little kids throwing up threes from half court trying to be like Steph, because That's such a rare talent to have mm-hmm. As well. So did you see the Kendrick Perkins stuff talking about Embiid and Jokic and that argument? Did you follow any of that along, man?
No, I didn't.
No, it was interesting because he came out and implied that Jokic was only getting MVP votes because he was white. He came out and took it into a race thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously we come from different backgrounds, man. And I just was wondering, you know, what your thoughts were on that, because for me it's like, okay, it's fun to debate sports. It's something that unites us, regardless of of race, religion, you know, any of that stuff. Politics is out of it. We can debate. You and I can sit here and yell mm-hmm. at each other forever about who the MVP should be. We'll still shake hands and go out the other way.
Yeah.
But when you bring something like this in there and there's not a whole lot of proof behind it or anything mm-hmm. like that, I think that could be dangerous. So I just was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's things in society that's clearly that racism has a role in, and then there's things that a lot of people just kind of reach for, and it like you said, sports is designed to unite us, and I mean, just saying something like that, I don't know if that's the best thing to say. That's doing the opposite of what the whole point of the NBA is. It's the National Basketball Association, and it allows any type of race, any type of international people all around the world to play. So, I mean, it kind of just goes against the whole point of the NBA. So, I mean, I don't think that's it's definitely not a situation where racism is present in. I mean, it's just a bunch of guys going out there and playing basketball. At the end of the day, it's a sport. There is a lot of aspects of the media and the fan base that comes in that could possibly bring stuff like that in. But in this situation, I don't think that's happening for sure. So.
I love that response because, there are millions of places where you can point the finger and say that comes into play.
And it's important that's where we point that finger, not into areas that it's
where
not.
It
because it's not, it's kind of the boy who cried wolf, right? You know, we need to be highlighting the areas that this is actually taking place, and it certainly is prevalent in our society. And that's something that we all need to help to stomp out. And so when Kendrick Perkins came on and said that, man, I just shook my head. I was like, that's irresponsible. It's taking this argument into a dangerous place. Yeah. And like you said, the NBA is all about everybody, and I think the NBA does a really good job with its diversity.
I think
when
they've
you
done
look
better
at it.
Than anybody. Is the NBA has been a shining example of that.
I agree completely.
Yeah,
9:19 the time. Can you stick around for just a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Is that good? 9:19, let's get a break. We'll wrap it up next with Matt Johnson here. This segment presented by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.